This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Governor John Bel Edwards and Congressman Ralph Abraham squared off at a gubernatorial forum Thursday held by the nonpartisan Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana. Invited but not in attendance was Republican businessman Eddie Rispone, who's also running.
Well, Governor, it looks like it's just you and me.
Covering topics from infrastructure to healthcare to taxes, Congressman Abraham and Governor Edwards set themselves up as candidates who see the state headed in two different directions. Edwards argued under his leadership the state's economy is better than it's ever been and touted bringing an end to Louisiana's budget deficits.
And the question for the state is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
The way Abraham sees it, government has grown on the backs of taxpayers under Edwards' administration. Abraham criticized the governor's willingness to increase sales taxes to fix a budget shortfall.
My opponent brags about a surplus tax of dollars, which is a surplus of somebody else's money.
The governor noted any sales tax increase required approval from a GOP-controlled legislature.
And yes, we raised revenue. We also made sure that we had cuts and savings for a balanced approach.
Edwards says one way the state is saving money is through Medicaid expansion, bringing federal dollars to Louisiana. But Abraham, a physician, says he's concerned the program will become too expensive.
If we don't get this Medicaid expansion under control, it is going to bankrupt this state. That's just the truth.
Edwards then criticized Abraham's record in Congress, voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
That would be horrible for the state of Louisiana.
The election will be held October 12th with a runoff in November if no one receives more than 50% of the vote. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.